in July, according to the email. Kat Atwater, the DNC's deputy chief technology officer, proposed language for vendor contracts that would give the National Party access to source code and allow it to test apps and other products used by the state party. Iowa party officials rejected the proposed language. Weeks later, in August, the National Party cited security concerns when it vetoed the Iowa Democratic Party's proposal to hold a virtual caucus, which would have allowed absentee participation by phone. The disagreements delayed approval of Iowa's caucus plan until late September. The state would use remote satellite caucuses to allow Iowans who could not make it to their precinct caucus sites to participate, and a smartphone app for precinct leaders to report results. One man would oversee all of it. Mr. Price, 39, a lifelong Iowan who became chairman of the state Democratic Party in July 2017, had a sterling resume. He had been an aide to two former Iowa governors and a top figure in both President Obama's 2012 re-election campaign in the state and in Mrs. Clinton's 2016 run. He relished the national attention the caucuses attracted. In early November, at an annual state party dinner that drew 13,000 people, he spoke for 18 minutes, longer than any of the presidential candidates did. Mr. Price spent the months before the caucuses defending Iowa's preeminent position in the presidential primary process, as candidates bemoaned Iowa's lack of diversity and arcane caucusing process. At an August news conference, Mr. Price projected total confidence. "Just know this," he said, gesturing with a pointed finger for emphasis. "On February 3rd of 2020, caucuses will take place in this state. We will be first, and they will be, without a doubt, the most successful caucuses in our party's history." Just days before the caucuses, precinct leaders received their first instructions for downloading an app they were to use to record and send results. The app was created by Shadow Inc., a company recommended to Iowa party officials by Democratic leaders in Nevada who were working with it as well. The chief executive of Shadow, Gerard Nimera, was a veteran of the 2016 Hillary Clinton campaign, where he oversaw tech products like an app the campaign used to take advantage of the quirky math of caucuses and track results in real time. Because of the delays in planning Iowa's caucuses, Shadow personnel didn't enter into a contract for the Iowa app until the fall of 2019, compressing an already tight timeline on a deal that paid relatively little, a bit more than $60,000 so far, for customized technology services.